Just above the desk in my office is a framed baseball uniform. It belonged to my grandfather, who died before I was born. He wore it in the 1920s when he played baseball for the little town of Saxman out in central Kansas. The uniform is faded red, torn, stained in a place or two. Saxman itself doesn't really exist anymore. But the uniform is a reminder of the importance of baseball in small Kansas towns. A couple of recent books and a documentary back that up. One book is called Home, Home Plate on the Range by Tony Hall, former sports editor for the Emporia Gazette. The other is Kansas Baseball, 1858 to 1941 by Mark Eberle from Hayes. The documentary by Mark Honer from Kansas City is called Town Teams, Bigger Than Baseball. They combine to give a sense of baseball's role throughout the state and not just in little towns. Town team baseball was huge throughout Kansas in the early 1900s. These were teams made up of locals, like my grandfather, with the occasional ringer thrown in. They played for fun and for small town pride. For my grandfather, who was a farmer, a town team game on a Sunday afternoon was probably the highlight of the week. But there was more than amateur baseball. In 1910, 24 minor league teams called Kansas home. And while no major league teams were headquartered here, they regularly showed up, barnstorming their way across the state. A 1913 exhibition game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Giants in tiny Blue Rapids up in northeastern Kansas drew 2,500 fans. An incredible diversity of teams and players performed here. African-American teams, most notably the Kansas City Monarchs, toured repeatedly. There were teams of women, Mexican-Americans, Native Americans. The list of big-time names who played here is just as incredible. Satchel Paige, of course, pitched for the Monarchs, and I still run into people who remember, or say they remember, seeing him play. Jim Thorpe, Casey Stengel, Mickey Mantle started his career in Baxter Springs and Independence, down in southeastern Kansas. And baseball isn't just about people, it's about places. You can still visit some of the ballparks, like that one in Blue Rapids, where these games were played. I recently stopped by Moffitt Stadium in Larned, built into the side of a hill by the WPA in 1936. They still play high school ball there. Wichita's Lawrence Dumont Stadium, built in 1934, is home to an independent league team, and each summer hosts the National Baseball Congress Tournament. I myself played softball in Hobbs Park on the east side of Lawrence, built for baseball in 1946. This is about the time of year when you hear the words, pitchers and catchers report to spring training. There are few sweeter words in the English language. They make me think about warmer days and hope, about the grandfather that I never met, about all the people who played and watched baseball all across Kansas for so long and still do today.